Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. So, all of us burp occasionally, and some more than others, especially if they're foodies and they have had a grand meal. I personally feel it's the best compliment that I can give the hostess after I have enjoyed a meal prepared by her. And vice versa. I mean, no words are required after that, right? But apparently, it is a very unladylike thing to do. And that has 8-year-old Rani worried in this story titled Much Ado About a Burp, written by Kaberi Mukherjee. Kaberi is an educator, a poet, and a short story writer. Writing is a passion, and mentoring students to be responsible citizens of this country is her goal. Experiences that she has amassed by working in diverse fields have given her enough material to nurture her passion for writing. She has written over 500 poems and some short stories too. Her poems have adorned various international and national web magazines. She has co-authored many books too, like Indian Summer in Verses, Lockdown Diaries, Postmodern Voices Volume 2, 1,000 Words, World Through Poetic Sensibility, and many others. She has won many accolades from myriad platforms. And most recently, she was the winner of Literama Achievers Award 2021. Kaberi believes creativity can do wonders to connect us with ourselves and solve problems. So here is Much Ado About a Burp, written by Kaberi Mukherjee. Eight-year-old Rani was happily married to Ram Prasad's son, a farmer in a neighboring village. It was habitual in those days for little girls to be married off to a much older man than them. It was believed then that a man's best partner would be a woman one-third of his age. Unlike others, Rani's in-laws were kind people and loved their daughter-in-law. Her only duty was to feed the cow, which she loved doing. Gradually, the cow became her sole friend who listened to her daily blabberings with its usual nods. All was going well until one morning when the little bride burped a bit loudly while in the shed. And that created all the awkwardness. Back then, it was something profane for the lady of the house to make any type of sounds. So her instinct made her wonder, what if the cow discloses it when she goes to the field? She started petting the cow.
Please, please, cow mother, don't reveal it to anybody. When you go to the fields, you can understand. It was an unconstrained thing. If people come to know about it, they will rebuke me.
But the poor cow, not aware of human dialect, kept nodding her head. And this made the silly girl think that the cow was in disagreement with her.
She went on crying and requesting, please, please dear, save my dignity.
She requested and pleaded for long until her mother-in-law appeared.
What happened, dear? What made you cry?
Anxiously she asked. With at her knees, wiping her tears with the corner of her armchair, she related,
Mataji, it's that loud belching sound that I could not control. I'm terrified that this cow might pass it on to other fellow cows and it will spread like wildfire in the village. No, no, Bahu. Try to convince her. How can she do that? Pronounced the middle-aged lady. It's not working, Mataji. Voiced the poor girl.
Her mother-in-law too became very concerned.
You have been caring for her so much. Still, she doesn't have any feelings for you.
And turning to the cow, she said,
Gomata, our bride is too young and innocent. It's up to you to save her modesty. At least for our honor, don't reveal it to anybody.
And both went on patting the cow. But alas, all in vain, for the more they patted, the more she nodded. It was quite long when the lady realized,
Oh no, it's time for them to come back. We have to get out of here now, she said.
But by then it was too late. The farmer and his son came searching and found them in a pool of tears. Hearing the entire story, they were silent, sinking deep into thought. Next morning, the village head, a dear friend of Ramprasad, was called to discuss the ordeal.
Oh God, it will be a great shame for the young bride if the cow reveals the matter by any means. We have to stop it.
Quite seriously, said the octogenarian.
Ramprasad, come to the Sabha today evening. We have to talk about this.
It was quite late that night when Ramprasad returned with his son. After all, it was a serious matter for the elders of the village, a matter of name and shame. But finally, they had reached a decision. The next morning, gongs were beaten in the village declaring,
The cow is a liar. Our bride has not made any type of sound.
And thus, the matter was handled prudently. So much for their prudence. When I first read the story, I had guffawed at this silliness. The story is written in a lighter vein and should be enjoyed thus. And never you mind, burp away to glory. Especially after a good meal. Remember, that's the best compliment to the hostess. Now moving on from our burps to the one question section. Last week I asked you, how many times does the poet use the refrain, Does it happen to you? From the poem of the same name, written by Vibha Batra. The right answer is 11 times. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudhaji. Thank you, Vasudhaji, for listening and sending in your answers. And now, before we move on to the one question for this week, I would like to apologize to Dr. Vijayashree Ravi. She had so sweetly sent her answer for episode number 61, where the question was from Vasudhaji's poem, Stop Suffering and Start Living. But unfortunately, her mail was in the spam folder. And actually, it never struck me to check that folder for emails from my listeners. I regularly check the inbox and both the messengers. But from now on, I will make it a point to check the spam folder too. Sorry, Dr. Vijayashree Ravi. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement. And thank you for listening to the episode and sending in your answer. Okay, now let's move on to the one question for this week. What's the name of Rani's father-in-law? Now you know, sending in your answers is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram or email your answers to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And yes, I will check the spam folder too. And do join me next Friday when I bring two beautiful poems to you, written by Jayashree Pillai ma'am. Believe me, you do not want to miss these poems. She's a wonderful poetess. And guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Do subscribe to my website, www.shwetasbasket.com, so that you're always up to date with what's new in the basket. And stories and poems are not the only things. You will find book, movie and restaurant reviews in the basket too. And if you enjoyed this episode, then follow or like the podcast, share our episode on your timeline and tag us, and recommend us to your friends. Help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 18 different platforms like Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Gaana, JioSaavn and others. We're also on YouTube. For the complete list, check out the show notes. And if you want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook and Instagram, and my handle is Shweta's Basket. And guys, in this day and age, it's a good idea to have a website. So if you're thinking of having one, then listen on, because having a good-looking and professional website is just a click away. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The Geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very confidently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.